Are you ready to excel? Excel with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Live. We'll explore topics from family, religion, finances, health, healing, and transformation. Dr. Gina's platform is your springboard to excel. Transformation is just a chat away. Let's talk about it, family.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning to you, and thank you for listening in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am Dr. Gina, and I am so glad to be with you today. Ready right now to bring on Michelle because she's about to share some of her story, most of her story with us about how God did exactly that for her. Michelle.
Hello.
Hey, sis, how are you?
I am doing fabulous this morning, blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I am the same, girl. I cannot complain. This is Michelle. And again, I wanted to introduce you properly. I want them to know exactly all that you, the responsibilities that you have, sis. I want them to know just what God has done. She is, again, she owns her own brokerage firm. She is a broker herself, and it's called Michelle Petway and Associates, and she has Palmer House Properties, and she also owns System Training, Real Estate System Trainings, Training Institute. Go on, girl. And you know what? When I followed you on Facebook, Michelle, and I saw all of this stuff just happen, it was a quick work because I think we've only been Facebook friends for what, 2 years?
Yes, about 2 years.
And so please tell the listeners, calling all real estate agents, this is your, you got to hear this story. Can you please start at the beginning of how the business started, and then we can go in a little deeper, but I just want people to at least hear the foundation of all of this that God has blessed you with.
Okay, sure. I'll make it brief, but I'll go back and try to give you as much of my history as I can. I started in real estate back in 2001. So that's when I became licensed. And I worked predominantly in sales, worked with buyers and sellers. And all that time I enjoy helping people. I enjoy going to the closing table with a buyer on their first new home or helping a seller to sell. But I wasn't completely fulfilled. And I started teaching like little classes. At the time, I was with Keller Williams. And I started teaching for Keller Williams, and I went through a program that they have called Train the Trainer. And through that program, I became a certified Market Center trainer. And that kind of birthed the education side of where I am. But I didn't know what was blossoming for me at the time. I just knew I enjoyed teaching. Fast forward a few years later, we went into that crazy market, and you know, I am in Atlanta, Georgia, and at one time, Atlanta was number one for foreclosure and number one for fraud. So I became very versed in the short sale process, and I started working with a partner, and we started doing a lot of short sales on REO, so I started teaching how to do that. At the same time, and I guess I didn't realize, you know, what God was shaping me up for. I was going through some transition periods in my time, in my life. I had gone through a big bout of depression and anxiety when my father had passed away. And that was a bit of a setback in my life. And I worked through that with the help of God, just healing me. And then I went through a period of what I call and what people call empty nest syndrome. When my kids started to get older and go off to college and move out and do their own thing, I kind of started looking and saying, okay, Lord, what am I supposed to do now? I'm just kind of sitting here, you know, what's happening? And I share with people all the time that I started praying and I, you know, Lord, order my steps. Where's my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? Because I don't feel like I'm fulfilled or doing what I should be doing. Well, when you pray that prayer and you ask God to bring you to your purpose, hold on tight. because when you mean it in your heart, he will do it for you. And there came a series of events that have transpired. So not only did, you know, I really, my passion truly became ignited, and my passion really is helping other people. And my gift, I know, is my ability to do that through teaching and training, and real estate is my avenue. So everything started to fall into place, and God started opening doors for me, and he started putting people in my life, and things just started to happen from there. So with a partner, I decided to open up Real Estate Systems Training Institute, which is a real estate, which is my real estate school. And I teach predominantly salesperson pre-license and broker pre-license. And I also teach continuing education as well. And through my teaching and through my relationships in real estate, I had one of my really good friends. I don't know if the listeners watch the new show, Selling It in the ATL. My friend Okevia Wilson is on that show. And she at the time reached out to me and asked me to become a member of the Women's Council of Realtors. And I have been in the past, but I kind of left it. So I went back to that, and that has opened doors for me. And then I met some other great people, Bridget Freeman, one who's inspired the office, the team office that I have. So how Michelle Petway and Associates came about was, again, through prayer and God just opening doors and connecting people to me. Bridget said to me, you know, Michelle, you really need to call Kevin Palmer, who's the owner of Palmer House Properties, and you need to talk to him about opening the team office. You have this school, and people want to work with you, and they want to be on your team, and you should see if he would let you open a team office. So I was a little nervous and wasn't sure that that was something I could even do, but I started laying the groundwork for it for Michelle Petway and Associates, and I called Kevin Palmer and said, Kevin, this is my vision. This is what I want to do. And he said, I'd be honored to have you do it. And that birthed Michelle Petway and Associates Palmer House Property. So I'm an associate broker for Palmer House Property and team leader and manager for Michelle Petway and Associates.
Well, this is the thing that's so fantastic. I feel like you should be on that show. Honestly, I feel like you should be on that show because I believe that you definitely represent a woman in position with all of these. I mean, just so quickly how this has come about in your life and how it just started off with a prayer, but all that you have gone through, you know, and I want the listeners to really understand this is so key. God will bless you with double if you faithful with him. If you seek him first, all things will be added onto you. And this is such an example of that, Michelle. It's just how God is just continuing to open doors for you. But he saw the pain that you went through with the loss and, you know, your children growing up and all of that, and just your passion to want to help people. That's what I'm saying. You know, when God has given you a gift, it is to be shared. And so your desire to, you know, help people, and you celebrated not the sale so much, which was great, but you celebrated people's first time buying a house. So if people listen to what you're saying, definitely can hear your heart. And because your heart is for the things of God and to bless people, this is why you're being blessed. You have to be blessed to be able to bless people. So if God can trust you with little, he will advance you to much, and that's what's happened with Michelle. So what is your thoughts about being on the show? Is that in the making anytime? Could you do that? Would you be interested in participating in that?
You know, I would be interested in doing television, probably not in that kind of arena, but more so because, again, I am a person of sharing, education, advancement, women's empowerment. And so I would love to do a show about, you know, trends in the market, education, school, how to help people, how to help buyers and educate people. I would be very interested in doing something along those lines.
Right. Really, with less drama, of course. I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, that would be great.
Yeah. I want to say to my calling and my gift.
Yes, Well, definitely. So tell us more about the school. How can people enroll in the school? And is it, you know, tell us more about that. Is it internet friendly? I mean, you know, people all over can purchase.
Yes. So I'm so excited because, again, you know, it's like you said, if God can trust you with a little, then he'll keep blessing you. So the school is actually a live school. I actually teach live classes. People come here with me and sit down. But what I've also been blessed to do is make connections whereby I offer real estate courses in 17 states that you can take online. So it's really national in my eyes because I reach people in Texas and Colorado and just all over who can go to my website and take classes that are applicable to their state online. In addition to that, I have virtual classes. So this is huge for me. I sat down with a technology guru and a marketing guru, and we put together a plan whereby when I am actually teaching my live class, I am virtual to students who cannot come. This is perfect for moms who are stay-at-home moms and have the babies, but they want to get their real estate license. They can stay at home and watch me live because not everybody can do an online class where there's no instructor. But in my virtual class, there is an instructor. They see me. They interact with me. They interact with the people in the classroom. They can, I see them on the screen and they see me the entire 4 hours or 6 hours of the class, however long we're in class. I have people who are local who just, like I said, moms that stay at home or dads that work the night shift and can't drive in, take my class. I have people from other states who are relocating to Atlanta and want to go ahead and take the class before they get here. So I've had students out of New Jersey, New York, Texas get on the call with me and go through the real estate course with me so that when they get to Georgia, they don't have to do that. It's already done.
Wow, that sounds like easy access. Okay, so how can they get in touch with you to get started in a course?
Okay, so if anybody's interested in a course, the first thing to do was to go to my website, which is REST, R-E-S-T, Institute.com, R-E-S-T, Institute.com. That is stand for Real Estate Systems Training Institute. And on there, you will see if you're in another state where you want to get licensed in your state, you can see the online class on there. If you are interested in the Georgia course, you just want to click on Georgia and see when our next courses will be coming up, which start in January. We teach both day and evening courses. You can also find me on Facebook at Michelle Petway Dash Real Estate Systems Training Institute. That's my business page. Unfortunately, my personal page, which is Michelle Denise Petway, is maxed out. However, you can follow me still on my personal page. I just can't accept any more friend requests. And then you can always call me on my business line, which is 678-964-7378.
And also, if any of you have any questions that you during the course of the show, you can call in at 1-888-627-6008, and we will be glad to take your call, and Michelle will be glad to answer any of your questions, even if you have any suggestions or comments. I want to go into, Michelle, how, as far as how important social media networking is. Not really telling your strategy, unless you want to share, but I know that that's a course, it should be. How important is social media networking for real estate agents in different states?
Oh my God, it's huge. And you said that's not my course. Actually, it is.
I said it is a course. I said I know it's a course, and I know you don't want to tell it all, but just if you can give us.
I don't mind talking about it at all. I travel all over Atlanta or Georgia teaching a class called E-Lead Generation in Social Media Marketing. And social media is so huge right now because there's a very high percentage of people who are on social media, over 5 million people on Facebook daily. So networking through social media is hugely important because that's where everybody is. 73% of the time somebody is on the internet, they're on a social media website. So if you are a business owner, you need to be on social media, connecting with people both on a personal level and on a business level. And that's the class that my partner and I teach. We really teach you how strategy for working with social media, because I think some people think, you know, I'm sitting on Facebook all day long, but there's a method to my madness. And so when you see me on social media, most of the time, if you look at my posts, I follow a pattern. If you watch my posts during the day, it's usually something about business or plugging something of business or something of that nature. At night is when I might post something about, you know, something personal or a funny joke or something like that, because during the day, my time is promoting myself and my business. And it really is not time to, you know, socialize, so to speak. So that's what this class is about. And I just kind of teach real estate agents how to avoid license law issues when posting, especially, like I said, real estate agents who want to post our listings and things like that. But we do have license law rules that we have to follow when posting about listings and things. So that's what the class is about. But back to the original question, networking is huge. And I love that I have so many people across the United States and some people overseas who I connect with. That's important.
Yeah, I a lot of people don't even know that Dr. Gina is a real estate agent. I'm actually in sales. And for me, it was just after I got my doctor's degree in theology, shortly after I got the master's in counseling. I mean, I had been in school, and then the Lord had led me to go ahead and get my real estate license. Hold on, Michelle. We got a call on with Joe. Joe, hi, you have a question from North Carolina?
Yes, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I have a lot of friends that are real estate agents, and I speak to them a lot, trying to find people, rental units, and all of that. And I always ask them the question, Charlotte being a growing city that it is, they have problems in the real estate agency with large buildings and, you know, big real estate accounts selling commercial property. And how could a lot of them combat that situation?
Okay, so clarify for me what's happening. The investors are coming in and buying large commercial buildings?
Yes, mostly out of Atlanta, Chicago, and different places like that. And I'm just trying to see how the black real estate agents can move forward to try to accomplish some of what these other big real estate agencies are accomplishing.
Accomplishing. So you want to know how they can get into the market to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I believe teamwork makes the dream work. If you want to get into big business and or investing or buying in commercial buildings, find a collaboration of like-minded people who can bring something to the table, either knowledge-wise or financially, and build a team together, incorporate, and then you can do the same thing. See, you might have a couple dollars. The other person might have some knowledge of acquisition. Somebody else might have a certification in commercial real estate. It really takes a lot of pieces of a puzzle to be able to do that. So find the right pieces of the puzzle. Find the people with money. Find the people with knowledge. Find the people with connections. You guys build a team. Like I said, make sure you're working with like-minded people. So don't take the team building process lightly. Take your time, build a team, sit down, put together a business plan, reach out to investors and let them know what you want to do and jump into the game. But make sure you do your research and education and you find somebody to be on the team that's extremely knowledgeable. Find somebody that's good at fundraising. find somebody that already has money and put these people together, say a prayer over it, and watch the magic happen.
Yes, I agree 100%.
All right.
And yeah, thank you, Joe, for your question. Did you have anything else?
No, thank you.
Thank you so much for your call. You know, like I was saying, and it's so funny that he brought up commercial, that he came on asking that, because that's exactly what I was going to say. I, you know, started off in real estate and sales and a residential. And as soon as, and I worked at Keller Williams too, Michelle, here in DC. And so they were well branded. You know, it was a great place to start. You know, just standing on their name alone brought you business. And then just being, you know, networking and being in the office all the time and communicating with other groups. That's why I love when you said that, you know, get with like-minded people, get groups together, build a team. Because again, you know, some may be great in sales, some may be great in listing, somebody may be great in searching for property and things like that, and farming and all of that. You know, get people that have gifts for things. It's everybody doesn't like sitting at the computer looking up property. If you want to team up with somebody, then get with somebody who don't mind doing searches. If you don't mind, if somebody doesn't mind driving a buyer around and they're good with sales, then you need to partner up with them. If you know somebody that can get that building or get that property and list it, then you need to build, you know, because you can't, the teamwork definitely does make the dream work. And I partnered with, partnered together through Keller Williams doing sales and listings. And we had a good run with that, Janet Lugo and myself, dear friend of mine. And I tell you, she's great with that. She's great with getting listings, and I'm great with selling. So it worked for us. We balanced each other greatly, and we were successful. Now, for me, Dr. Gina's radio chat and the vision and what God is using me to do as far as ministering to others and helping people, you know, see their greatness and things like that and coming whole and healed is more of my divine purpose. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, for me, I think it's just like with you, with teaching, that fulfills you. Although you're connected to real estate, I can relate to that. I'm connected to real estate because it provides, I mean, it's the means for the vision. I mean, you can have a vision, but you gotta have, you know, the means to supply for the mission. I mean, ministry. So, and it's a mission. Yeah, and so for me, it got slow for me in sales for residential because it was at an all peak when I first took off in 3 years ago, and all the prices was shooting up and everybody was running and buying property in DC. Now it's stable. It slowed down. Commercial came right to my feet. I'm telling you, God, oh, Michelle, the biggest deal, the biggest deal. I have actually ratified yesterday the biggest deal that my new company has had yet.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
I'm telling you, I don't want to say the numbers, but it's huge. And I'm telling you, this is something, again, partnership, you know, talking and getting yourself out there. So to the gentleman, Joe, that asked the question, a lot of developers are buying property. Apartments that are at a demand are in demand. I don't know about in Atlanta. Are apartments now in demand there?
Yeah, our rental market is pretty huge here right now. And we definitely have a need for more apartments because everybody kind of went through that rough period of foreclosure and filing bankruptcy. So people are needing to rent for a little while till they get things back on track and are in a position to buy. Now that's starting to happen. A lot of people are past the time frame that is required for them to be ready to buy again. I still do think that it was emotional and mentally upsetting for a lot of people. So a lot of people are a little hesitant to pull the trigger again. So, I mean, we're coming back, but right now our rental market is pretty heavy still.
What about condos? Because I know a lot of developers are buying apartments. I mean, buying property for the condos and the apartments because there is so much coming up around in D.C. right now.
Yeah, we're not as big as a condo market as, say, your DC would be. We're really more of a, not as big. But we are establishing, like, coming very soon, 2017, we have another one, what I call and what was affectionately known as like a live, work, play community for the millennials. You know, people, their, you know, statistics are showing and polls are showing that the younger buyers or the millennial buyers really like to live in communities where they can kind of walk to restaurants, they can walk to work, they can, you know, they're living off of convenience. And so when you have those kind of communities, then yes, there is a demand for townhouses and condos, and those kind of communities are popping up throughout Georgia with some new ones developing coming in 2017. So yeah, I can see an increase in that coming if the trend continues to be that millennials are going to be our buyers, and this is what they want. They want to be able to bike to work or walk to work or grab a quick Uber, and they want convenience and things right around them. So yeah,
they people want to eat, play, and sleep, work, play, and sleep in the same area nowadays. That's the real trend right now. And I can see that being so, I would think that if Atlanta would have a lot more people coming, I mean, not saying that you guys are short of people, but I'm saying it would have a large draw, because people that, it, with those developments popping up, it would draw a lot of people, you know, especially because it's so spread out. And that's the thing that I hear the most when people say, I like Atlanta, but it's so far spread out. And like you said, people, I'm noticing that a lot of developers are coming from all over. I network with people from Jacksonville and all of that, and they drive back and forth or fly back and forth to Atlanta, and they're buying a property and things like that. So I can definitely see that happening and becoming very, very popular and trendy, like you said.
Yeah, and I'm originally from New York. So I told you, I love D.C. I love Georgetown. I love the ability to walk and get to stuff. So, you know, in my immediate future, I can see me moving in that kind of area. Now, you know, when I was raising children, we kind of moved out to the suburb area because we wanted the kids in specific schools. But as I share with you, I'm an empty nester. It's just me and hubby. And we definitely want the convenience of, you know, the live, work, play thing. So I definitely want to be able to get out and walk, grab some coffee and walk back home. So I even like that concept a lot. So I do think it's going to be a huge draw.
Oh my gosh, it would be great for your business to jump on that too. I mean, I'm sure that you do network with a lot of developers and stuff in your area. Let me ask you this. As far as dealing with someone that may be listening right now, and they say, gosh, you know, I like her energy. They've looked on your social media. They're checking you out. I mean, are you actually meeting with people that maybe want to join your team? Are you accepting applicants?
Oh, absolutely. I'm always talking to people who want to join the team. One of the things that I tell people who are interested in coming to work with my team, and you can ask, you know, anybody who's on the team, is that my number one focus is entrepreneurship. So when you join my team, I am the person that's going to mentor you and coach you into building a business, not just being a good real estate agent. I don't believe you should go into it as just I'm going to be an agent. You should go into it as I am being a business owner. So if there's anybody who is like-minded to that, who wants to be a business owner and wants help in understanding the structures of business, then I am the person for you. And yes, I'm absolutely still talking to and accepting people for the team. I actually even coach and mentor people who are not on my team. Now, it's a different setup if you're on my team and if you're not. But if you are in the industry and you feel like you want to be coached and mentored, and you just need some help getting from where you are because you feel like you might be stuck somewhere, to a next level, then absolutely reach out to me.
Oh, absolutely. I'm telling you, if you're moving in the area, if you're thinking about moving in the area, you know, go ahead and give her a call, shoot her an email, shoot her a text, however. I definitely want you to leave your phone numbers again before we get you off of here today, because I know somebody is being stirred up right now to want to be a part of such a thriving team and a force, because like I said, I know that you will be going nationally because you don't stop. And understand this, real estate business is exactly that. It is a business. And if you don't have the knack for it, you're only going to get what you put in it. And that's for sure.
That's right.
It's a constant. You thought the battle was at testing. God, that was a hard test. That was a hard test. I'm sorry. I tell everybody, I'd be like, was it easy? And I said, not for me. It was not. But, you know, some people breeze through it. But if you have made it and survived that test, let me tell you, it never stops. It's constant networking. It's constant talking about real estate, looking for real estate. And again, even if you go into commercial business is it's a lengthy process. But the payoff is great. It takes a lot of patience and a lot of searching and a lot of talking and a lot of knocking on doors and calling folks that may not want to sell, and you got to convince them to do it. In the same way with looking for property, really residential property. I mean, you have to have a knack with dealing with people, and you have to listen to people. That's another tactic. Am I right, Michelle? You have to listen to people, where they're coming from, so you know what they need, and you have to have the answers for what they need. It's a business. It's a business, and to be successful in it, you gotta put your body in that. You gotta put it in. You gotta put your mind. You gotta put yourself in it. Right, Michelle?
Yeah, that's right. It's like Ayanna Vincent says, you gotta do the work, and you have to do the work.
And I love when you said that when they come on your team, they got to look at it as a business. There's no sitting on the sideline waiting for you to bring them business. They got to know that it's a business.
This is a business, and you have to run your business. So you come on the team, you need to be ready to run your business.
Exactly. I got you. I caught it. I don't know if y'all listeners caught it, but I caught it. That means she runs a tight ship. Don't come in there and thinking that you're just going to get handouts and that you're just going to scroll in there like a receptionist. You need to be ready to know that you are a partner in a lucrative business. And really, I hear what you're saying is that it's really their business. If you want to eat, then you're going to have to work.
That's right. You have to work. You have to work. Because here's the thing. I cannot expend time, energy, or money on you if you are not going to do the work. And a lot of times when I bring you onto my team, I am going to coach and mentor you first. That's my time and energy. I'm going to coach you first. You're probably going to come onto the team and need resources. So I have an office here. I'm supplying you with computers to use, ink to use. So I'm actually the stepping stool to your business. I need you to crank it out, right? So that we can grow together. We have to grow together. And so if I'm going to be a stepping stone for you, and I don't mind that because I believe that that's part of my purpose and my calling, then I need you to step up. That's just it.
You heard that straight from her mouth. You got to step up. She's putting a lot into you. I'm telling you, you're going to get great training. I mean, because even when I'm looking at some of her postings, I mean, just it's an education anointing upon her, a teacher's anointing upon her. You're going to learn and capture something just by strolling through her. I mean, if you see it come up on your timeline, you're going to learn something quickly. And I love what you said about, you know, not wasting a whole lot of time. I want to talk to business owners, period. Maybe you are in real estate, maybe not, and maybe some other kind of business. Only a suggestion that I want to make to you. Make sure that everything that you're posting on social media is for network purposes. You want to make sure that people can see your consistency, and you want to make sure that people are clear that you are are branding yourself, and that when they see your timeline, they're seeing what you're representing. Sometimes our thoughts are not so as much as important as important as what we want, what we're branding. So I just wanted to give that suggestion. I know a lot of people that may say, because a lot of younger people, and I don't know, just people in general, may feel like, okay, I got want to express all of my thoughts on Facebook. And that's fine if that's just, you know, what you're doing as your leisure. But when you are promoting your business and you want people to support your business and you want to generate business, I would say filter your, you know, timeline with more business stuff. Teach people stuff. Give something away. If it's knowledge, if it's wisdom, draw the people by. Everything should be based around what you're branding, what you're focusing on, your business. Or if you're a minister, the same way, make it something encouraging. Speak life into people. It's not so much about our opinions all the time. Would you agree with that, Michelle?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely believe that. Again, there's a method to the madness, and one of the best ways to get people to support you is to always come from a place of contribution. What am I contributing to somebody else's life when I post? You know, if I want to free up some Facebook page, you know, I told you I'm maxed out at the 5,000 friends. I think you said you are too. If I ever want to free up, when I want to free up space, I just go and post something of a political view or some of my personal thoughts about somebody or something, and I watch people delete me. I can watch the number go down almost instantaneously because they don't agree with my opinion. So a lot of times I do not share my opinion on Facebook. I really just try to remember to come from a place of contribution unless something is really on my heart. Because I'm telling you, people are extremely judgmental, and based on one, you know, opinion, you might lose four or five friends. Now, they might be people you know, that weren't best to be friends with you anyway. It just shows you how people's mind works.
I so agree with that, because even with me being, you know, with ministry, I mean, you know, I've seen that too. If I do a prayer video, or if, you know, my message is like going in too deep at times, I've seen that happen too. But that, but see, this right here, this is Dr. Gina though. And so that, you know, Dr. Gina represents wholeness, and that is business, that is healing, that is ministry, right, that is exercise, that is health, right, all of that. So when I post, I target the things about that's going to encourage people to live healthier, to think healthier, to, you know, be encouraged to start a business and things like that. So I get it. Yeah. I mean, but you know what? Even with that, though, by you being in the real estate business, that's community oriented. So even if you say something political, it's community oriented. So it's not really separate, Michelle. It's really the same, because we're talking about regions and national situations that affect our communities. So, you know, I just want to encourage you about that.
Yeah, but you and I understand that. You'd be surprised how many other people don't, and take one opinion and judge you based on the one opinion. And that's okay. That's okay, because I don't honestly, just like when you're working in real estate business, you don't want every listing that comes your way. You may not want every buyer that comes your way because you're not a fit. Well, I don't want every friend on Facebook because I won't gel with everybody. So if something I believe is my faith, if my belief in God, my prayer bothers you, then I welcome you to go ahead and leave, because I'm not going to deny my faith. I'm not going to deny my God to make you feel better.
Amen to that. Well, we're getting ready to close down. We could talk forever. We can go on and on and on. Michelle, I got to have you on again in the near future. Yes. I'm going to look to see if you got something else popping before summer, and we're going to get you on again, and you can help the people be encouraged about going into real estate. Listen, you guys, I'm sure that you got a lot of meat out of this show. I want you to be encouraged to go forth and do what God has anointed you to do. Go sell, go buy, go create, go produce. produce, go do something. Don't forget, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat jingle will expire at midnight, January 31st, 2016. I'm so excited about that winner, $500 for the grand prize winner. And I'm so excited to keep getting all these emails from you, downloading your songs and your everything. So I want you to keep doing that, Dr. Gina R. Prince at gmail.com. I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you, Dr. Gina. God bless you guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
Remember, God wants excellence from us. You can't achieve excellence unless you first excel. Please join us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat every other Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, and 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Until next time, loving you.